take you to the mountains a little bit. How many have never been to Colorado? There you go. Well, you're going with me for a little bit this morning. Amen? Got a new series we're starting. It's hard. I don't know if you know this or not. You might think it's easy when you're on vacation to get a message from Jesus. It ain't. Okay? I do so much better when I'm focused, when I'm in my office, when I have my little space that I have. I hear well. Now, I have a great time. I can praise Him. But to put thoughts together and what have you when you're running and doing this and that, it's a tough thing. Amen? But the Lord did seem to really lay on my heart the thought of sensing God. Sensing God. Let's talk about our senses right quick. We're going to do this in the next few weeks. Okay, here we go. We got our sight, and then you got your smell, if it's working. All right? And you got your what? Taste. Okay? And then you've got your touch. And then you got your what? Here, that's your senses. Did y'all know y'all have five senses or not? All right, you got five senses. There you go. Is there somehow, since we have these senses, can we use those to experience God? I think the answer would be an obvious yes. Okay, how many have eyeballs? You see some, wow, that's incredible. I mean, you know what I'm saying? Like, on the mountain, right? So, but how about hearing God? I mean, I preached for years and pastored for almost 30 years. But it was really the times in my life that I have suffered and when I couldn't do it. I'm talking about deep suffering. If you know me, you know there's been some deep suffering in my life. Not suffering, feel sorry for me, suffering. Pain! Hard times! But it's in those hard times, especially in the last couple of years, that I've been able to hear God. Now, I'm not talking about every day. I'm not talking about every day. Hey, Gary, how you doing? I mean, that's why I have the Word. Amen? Say. You want to listen to God? You want to hear from God? The most solid thing you'll ever get in your life is the Bible. Say the Bible with me. The Bible instead of spooky mess. I mean, a lot of people, they don't read the Bible. They just want the spooky. Are y'all hearing me or not? So that's not what this is going to be about. This ain't how to get spooky these next several weeks. I'm going to talk to you. But can you hear from God? And the answer is yes. The answer is yes. Okay? And I'll talk about it. I'm going to open up a little bit with you. Tell you some things over the last couple of years. Just not a ton, just little things. You know, it wasn't my idea to do this building debt-free. Wasn't my idea in the worst economy to let's do a building debt-free. Wouldn't that be great? Say. Matter of fact, I felt that's what the Lord wanted us to do. We have not because we ask not. Is that what the Bible says? Sure it does. The Lord laid on my heart to do this building debt-free. I actually tried to get out of it. I called a couple of pastors of mine and said, the Lord seems to be laying this on my heart heavy to do our facility debt-free. And both of them told me, both of them, my two best friends I've got on the planet, pastors, both of them, I told had some other pastors as well, but these two particular, told me there's nothing wrong with borrowing money. They didn't try to talk me out of it, but in a way, I mean, that was, you know what I'm saying? But the one did tell me, he said, if the Lord has spoken to you and laid it on your heart, it would be wrong for you to do it. My point is this. That's just a little thing. The point is, God does speak. Say that with me. God does speak. And we can hear. We're going to talk about the senses. And I'm going to try not to go crazy on you. But I do want to explore this. And today I'd like to lay the foundation. Are you ready today? Say, y'all alive or not? Okay, if you won't sleep, I won't. Here we go. Let's try it. Come on. Here we go. Let's try to stay awake. Sensing God. Actual footage from our trip. Isn't it incredible? Isn't that beautiful? The Rocky Mountains. Incredible. Just there. Many of you saw our show that we did last week. Going to let it roll. Ray, you're doing a great job. We thank God for you. Let's give Ray some encouragement down front. That's not normally what he does. Come on. We're with you, baby. We're all with you. Especially me. I'm with you, man. Here we go. So, sensing God. Today's message. Say that with me. How to acknowledge God. How to know God. How to acknowledge God in my life. I said it earlier, little Danny K. came up to me. I hadn't seen her in 2.5 weeks. A 2-year-old grows a lot in 2 weeks. It's just different. It's crazy how fast they grow when you hadn't seen them. And the words out of her mouth this morning was, "That's my daddy. That's my daddy." And she came up. You know, normally she's running from me. You have to spank her. Yesterday she's like running. "That's my dad." And you know what I heard? God. That's what I'm saying. Can we sense God? Are there ways to acknowledge Him? Is He trying to talk to us? Is He trying to communicate to us? We have all kinds of opportunities around us. Let's explore that. Let's think about it. So how to acknowledge God is today's message. And you'll see why I call it that in a little bit. Let's go with it, Ray. Here we go. Our God is what? Say it with me. Amazing. We talked about that last week in the video that we did. If you didn't get to see it, you can go to our website, click on it, you can see the full message that we filmed in Colorado last week. Let's go with it, Ray. Oh, taste and what? Is that two senses or am I just going crazy? Oh, what? And what? That the Lord is what? Blessed is the man that does what? Trust Him. So taste and see. We're commanded to taste. We're commanded to see that the Lord is what? To a lot of people, God is bad. To a lot of Christians, God is bad. That's all you got. Some of you is bad stories. "Well, this happened to me, and that happened to me, and that happened to me." You know, you're killing me. How about can you replace that? "Hey, this happened to me. It's incredible. Amen. Say. How about you got your tail out of bed today? Wasn't that pretty good? Say. And you're breathing. Do you understand? Say. The Bible says, oh, taste and see that the Lord is bad. Is that what it says? Say. Oh, taste and see that the Lord is what? Blessed are you when you start trusting in Him. Instead of just telling the same old stories of your bad life. You're never going to get anywhere, guys. I'm telling you right now. Okay. Come on. And listen, why can I say that? Because I've done it. I'm as crazy as you are. All right? I'm learning too. Taste and see that the Lord is what? Good! It's not working if you're trying to serve the Lord, but you just got this bad face going. And everything's bad and you're ticked off. And I can use other words, but we're going to try to be nice. All right? For at least a moment. We'll see what happens. So, that was our message last week. God is amazing. Let's go with that thought. Let's keep going. If we're going to talk about sensing God and acknowledging God, I've got to lay a little groundwork. And this isn't hard. This is just all through the Bible. Sensing God. How can I acknowledge God? Some scripture. "Hear, O Israel." Matter of fact, this is some fancy Jewish phrase they put on this. They call this the Shema. If you're involved in the Judaism, this is the big deal. This is in the Old Testament, man. "Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God is what? One Lord." And then they would say this, "And thou shalt love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, and with all your might. And these words which I command thee this day shall be in your" what? Heart. Why am I giving some scriptures like this up front? I got several coming at you. You are special. You are special. Hey, as much as I love my dog, hey, I love my dog. Oreo, I love my dog. My dog yesterday came to see me, loved me. You know, been missing me. Love my dog. You're not a dog. You're better than a dog. Are you listening? Say. Dog wasn't made in the image of God. You are. Okay? And you can love God with your heart, with your soul, and with your might, and with your mind. You're very special. Keep going with that thought. Right out of the gate at creation, God said, "Let us make man in our image, after our likeness." I believe that's God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Spirit at creation. "Let them have dominion over the fish, over the fowl, over the cattle, over the earth, over everything that creeps upon the earth." So God, say it with me, created who? Man and woman in His own. In the image of God created He him. Male and female created He them. Why am I saying that? You are special. You'll never sense God if you don't realize God's good. You'll never sense God if you don't realize you're made in the image of God. You have the capability not to be God. Are you kidding me? You sin. That's what you're good at. That's what I'm good at. Okay? That's why Jesus came and died. But you have the ability and the capability as a child of God to hear God, to sense God. You say, Clark, why do you say that? It's because it's in the Bible, number one. Number two, because I have. Number three, because I'm made in His image. I'm made in His likeness. He loves me. Do you understand that? Yes or no? He loves you. He cares for you. Praise the Lord. Yeah, praise the Lord. You ought to praise the Lord. Make some noise. Something. Come on. He loves me. Okay? Now, is God all about me kooky and rolling on the floor flopping like a chicken? I don't think so. Excuse me. I don't think so. I think God wants me to sense Him and to know Him and to experience Him so I can live for Him. So I can help others come to know Him as Savior. So that I can be salt and light in my world. And to be a blessing. Sensing God. I have the capability because I've been created in whose image? Say. His image. Keep that in mind as we build our case. Keep moving. O Lord, Thou hast searched me. Psalm 139 is incredible scripture. You've searched me and You have what? Known me. God knows me. Okay? That's incredible. Instead of letting that be a negative, it ought to be a positive. God knows me. God knows my thoughts. God knows what's in my heart. This is a good thing. It's not a bad thing. If I want anybody to know me, it's God. Amen? Say. He's the one that can help me. He's the one that can hear me. He's the one that can fix me. Amen? Say. So, God, You have searched me. You've known me. Now, watch this. You know when I sit down. You know when I get up. You understand my what? Thoughts, even when they weigh off. When I'm crazy half the time. You know this about me. You compassed my path and my lying down. You're acquainted with what? All my what? Ways. Wouldn't it be good to know Him? Say. If He knows all this about me, wouldn't it be good if I knew something about Him? Say. Amen. For there's not a word in my tongue, but lo, O Lord, You know it all together. You beset me behind and before, and You have Your hand on me. I love that verse. You're behind me, You're in front of me, and You got Your hand on me. Can you say that with me? You're behind me, You're in front of me, and You got Your hand on me. But I can't hear You. And I can't sense You. And I can't feel You. Well, that didn't make good sense to me. Wait a minute. He's behind me. He's in front of me. And He's got His hand on me. And I've been created in His image, in His likeness. Then I think maybe I can hear from Him. I think I might could sense Him if I wanted to. Okay? Y'all hearing me where I'm headed? Just stay with me. I know it's crazy. You'll be fine. Such knowledge, and that's what some of you are doing. You're like, wow, you're crazy. Here we go. Such knowledge is too what? Wonderful. It is what? I can't attain to it. And that's the point. It is crazy to think that the God of heaven would talk to me. That is nuts, isn't it? The God of heaven would care enough to speak to me? That's life-changing, isn't it? The God of heaven can touch me and I can feel His touch. I'm not saying it's going to be easy. Here's the bad news. I think a lot of times hearing from God and having the touch of God happens in the valley. It happens in the hard times. Are y'all listening or not? Now, some of you won't agree with that. It's okay. It doesn't bother me a bit. I'm just telling you from my own personal experience. Think about it. Here we go. We're rolling still. Psalm 139:14. How could I sense God? I think this is an awesome verse to encourage my heart. I will praise You, for I am what? Fearfully and wonderfully made. Marvelous are Your works, and that my soul knows right well. And that's a lot of times why we don't sense God, and we don't hear from God, and we don't feel God's touch, because we really don't know deep down inside of us who God is. He's not down on the inside of us. Okay? If you really want to sense God, you've got to get in your book, the Bible, the Word of God. Are you listening to me? Okay? And we'll talk about it here in just a little bit. But it's more than me getting you hyped up on a Sunday morning. Yeah, baby, we're going to sense God. Let's all fly around and roll down the floor. I ain't doing that, guys. Are y'all listening? Say yes or no. Okay? And the world out there, they don't buy that either.
Almost tech, because I'm from the world, okay? They'd like something that's real, that's solid. You know who else wants something that's real and solid? Me. Y'all hear me or not? Lost you or not? Okay, hang in here with me. I know I'm stretching you a little bit. So, let's keep talking about how much we matter to God, our creation. He created us. He knows us. Knows all our thoughts. It's incredible. Okay? Keep looking. Go into the New Testament. The Son of Man has come to what? Seek and to save that which is who? Lost. That's us. God really must love me, right? But now, you know, He doesn't want a whole lot to do with me. He's not going to talk to me. He's not going to touch me. He's not going to really be a part of my senses, even though really that's a big part of who I am. Is that right? My sight, my smell, my taste, my touch, my hearing. Now, I made you that way, and you're in my image. So that makes me think, you know, God sort of looks like us. We're creating His image and His likeness. Is that what the Bible says? I think He knows what He's doing. I think He wants us to sense Him. And if you know your Bible, you'll see there's lots of stuff in the Bible that talks about knowing God, sensing God, feeling God, hearing God, waiting on God, speaking to God, God speaking to us. Lots of stuff in the Scripture. Okay? So, here's Jesus. Here we are, His creation. We sin. What does God do? God gives His one and only Son so that we could have everlasting life. Does that make that makes you feel special? Doesn't it say? God loves you that much. You've got to believe that and know that. Even as a Son of Man, He didn't come to get ministered to, but to minister and to give His life a ransom for how many? Many. Us. Amen. All of us. Praise God. Keep looking. God so loved the world. He gave His only begotten Son that whosoever believes in Him should not what? But have everlasting life. God wants us in our heart. He calls it our heart. If you confess with your mouth, is that a... That's sort of like something, ain't it? And believe in your what? Heart, which is that innermost being of who you are, your emotion, your will, the seed of who you really are. If you'll confess with your mouth and believe in your heart that Jesus, God raised Jesus from the dead, you'll be saved. So God is communicating to us. And He wants us to communicate back to Him. Okay? That's what we're talking about. We're trying to explore that a little bit. We're just laying the groundwork. Keep going. Wherefore, He is able to save them to the what? I told the first crowd, different message, same verse, though, is in a whole different message. I love this verse. I say it this way. He's able to also save them to the guttermost. That's where a lot of us, where He found us. Amen? He can save them to the uttermost that come unto God by Him, seeing that He ever lives to what? Make intercession for us. The Bible, don't let me lose you, put you asleep yet. The Bible teaches that Jesus Christ, when He rose from the dead, He's now ascended to God the Father. He is right now at what hand of God? He's at the right hand of God where He ever lives to do something. Make what? Intercession for us. When we call on Him, that's why we pray in Jesus' name. Why? Because He's the one sitting there at the right hand of God the Father making my case. Okay? Don't ever shy away from praying in Jesus' name. Always pray in Jesus' name. Always pray in Jesus' name. He's the one who was given by God the Father. He's the only Son of God. He's the only one at the right hand of God. He ever lives to make intercession for us. What am I saying all that for? He wants to communicate. Are you hearing me? He wants to communicate. Don't make the mistake, though, it's my opinion, of trying to communicate with God without the Bible. Okay? Because a lot of times communicating with God, it can be really fun, and we can go run around the building, and we can... Ah! Isn't that fun? Yay! I know I'm probably ticking some of you off. We'll be on radio and YouTube and everything else, okay? Here's the point. There's more to it than that, guys. God wants to communicate with us because He loves us. God wants to communicate with us because He cares for us. God wants to communicate with us because we need Him. He wants to give us an abundant life. He wants us to be able to live life to the full. He wants us to be able to make the best choices. Why wouldn't He want us to have the best marriage? Say, why didn't He want us to be the best daddy, the best mama? Amen? You listening? To be a really good friend. Why wouldn't He want us to be a great church where we're loving people and able to help people? He wants to communicate to us so we can do His will. You understand? Sensing God. We're talking about it. Well, there it is. Wow. I just came from there. Whew. And I'll tell you, I'm out there, and boy, do I ever sense him when I'm there. Wow. It's crazy. Just love it. How to acknowledge God. We're going to take it a little different path right now and give some practical points, okay? So hang in here with me. Proverbs 3, 5, and 6. How many have ever heard this verse? Put your hand if you've heard it. Proverbs 3, 5, and 6. All right? This is a very popular verse. I'd like to look at it just on what it is, but I'd like you to think about it just a little bit differently as well. Proverbs 3, 5, and 6. Let's say it together. You need to memorize this verse. This is a verse that ought to be in your heart. This, by the way, if you want God to communicate with you, you've got to give Him something to work with. That's why memorizing Scripture. You want God to speak to you when you're about to make a bad decision? Put some Scripture in your head! That's why we teach the Ten Commandments. Ten Commandments don't get you to heaven, but they'll sure get you out a lot of jams. Say, and today, if you want it, you can have it for free today. Whatever supply we have out back. You give me 30 minutes of your life, and you'll learn the Ten Commandments. You'll never forget them as long as you live. Why do we do that? So that when you're tempted to do this evil or to think the wrong way, there's something up there that the Holy Spirit of God can communicate with you, and you can sense Him. And you go, hey, no. Got it? Say. So give Him something to work with. Memorize Scripture. This is a great Scripture to memorize. Say it with me. Trust in the Lord with all your heart, and lean not unto your own understanding. In all your ways acknowledge, and He shall. Is that a good verse? That's pretty good. That's a lot of stuff right there. Let's look at that verse. We're talking about sensing God. We started out last week with a verse. Oh, taste and see that the Lord is good. Blessed is the man that trusts in Him. Today, that was just a little intro stuff. But you're halfway home. Hang in here. We started with a verse that says trust again. Well, taste and see the Lord is good. Blessed is the man that trusts in Him. So today's verse starts out, trust in the Lord with all your heart. Lean not unto your what? Own understanding. In all your ways acknowledge, and He shall direct your path. It sounds like if I do what this verse is saying, God is going to speak to me, or He's going to lead me, and He's going to help me with the direction in my life. Is that what that verse seemed to say? Let's talk about that. How do I acknowledge God? So in all my ways, I need to acknowledge God. Let's break it down in this verse. And this is where you can get bored to death if you aren't careful. It's where the enemy will come and snatch away something and change your life. Number one, what the verse say? Trust in the what? One more time. Trust in the... So if I'm going to acknowledge God, number one, I've got to what? I've got to trust in the Lord. I've got to trust in the Lord. I've got to trust in the Lord. This will work in real life too. If you don't believe somebody, or if you make somebody feel like they're lying to you, or if you make somebody in your life feel like they don't matter, they won't be talking to you much. Did you hear me? You trust in the Lord. You want to sense God? Number one, you trust in the Lord. You trust in the Lord. Trust in the Lord with all your heart, and don't do what? On your own understanding. There's more to life than what's in your brain. There's stuff that's going to challenge your head one day. It's going to come along. Well, I can't. I thought I had it all figured out. I thought I had it all figured out. Well, you ain't. You can't make it with what you think you got up there. It's going to take something more. Trust in the Lord. Number one, if you want to sense God, if you want to acknowledge God, you trust in Him. And don't lean on your own understanding. So trust in the Lord. Come on. Say that with me. I will not depend on my own. Should I not use my brain? No, of course you should use your brain. Okay? We'll talk about that a little bit. But trusting in the Lord is something bigger than you. It's not just believing in you. Okay? Nothing wrong with believing that you're incredible. You're fearfully and wonderfully made. You matter to God. This is crazy. This gets you to this point. Knowing that you're created, this gets you to the place where, wow, you know, I'm made in His image. I'm made in His likeness. Get you to this place where you can trust and believe in Him. To know He gave His only Son for me, that's incredible. Wow, I want to know more about Him. You understand? Yes or no? So, trust in the Lord. So, don't depend on your own understanding. Let's keep moving. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He makes me to lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside the still waters. He restores my soul. He leads me in the paths of righteousness for His name's sake. Trust in Him. Trust in Him. If you want to sense the Lord, the Bible says without faith it's impossible to believe. It's impossible to please Him. Is that what it says? It does. Hebrews 11:6. Without faith, it's impossible to please God, for we must believe that He is, and He's a rewarder of those that diligently what? Seek Him. So this idea of trusting God is saying, I'm not just going to lean on my own understanding. I know there's a God. I know He loves me. He's my Savior. He is my Lord. I'm reading His Word because it's right for me to do. He's commanded me to do it, but it's good for me. And this is going to help you to grow in a relationship with God. How do I trust in the Lord? Well, just know that God knows better. Say that with me. God knows what? He knows better. Okay? Next one. God knows what? Everything. Yeah, but He don't care about little old me. You know why He doesn't care about little old you? Because you don't trust in Him. And that's only your mind saying He doesn't care about little old you. He does care about little old you. He cares about everything about you. Well, how can He do that? He's God. It's what it says in His Word. But we don't think that. We're so full of pride and we don't even know we're full of pride. Trust Him. He knows everything. He knows what you're going through. That doesn't mean the crap you're going through, He made it happen. No, I don't necessarily believe that. Bad people in this world make bad things happen. You make bad things happen. I make bad things happen. Trust Him. He knows better. He knows everything. And say that last part with me. God can do what? Anything. How many of you thought, be honest, and come on, we're into the message now. How many would say, I thought I was done. There was no way I could make it out of some mess I was in. Can I see your hand? Okay, now let's put the hand down. How many you made it out of the mess? Can I see your hand? The point is, God can do anything. God knows better. He can do anything. Now, some of the mess you make has got yourself out of it. I understand that. But I want you to just think, man. I've been in some mess that I just, you know, I hurt so bad I didn't even think I'd get up. You know what I'm saying? Okay? Relationships, they kill you. You're not married 28 years. Many of you know this. Part of my life, you know. Your wife having an affair with somebody, it just hurts you. Did you know that hurts, yes or no? About kills you. Kills you. Okay? Especially if you're a preacher. That's bad. Did you know what God says? And in my pain, He would speak to me. He would talk to me and say, Gary, I'm with you. And you're going to make it. I'm never going to leave you. Okay? I didn't hear some great, crazy stuff. It don't sound crazy. You know, to me, that's what I needed to hear. Amen? The things I'd preached to others, God started speaking them to me. That's what I want for you. Are you listening? I'm not trying to dredge up past. Listen, that's the truth, guys. I can't tell you about what God does if I don't tell you about what He's done. Amen? Okay? So listen, sensing God. So trust God. Okay? That's number one. Keep looking. So how can I acknowledge God? I'm going to trust God. I'm going to trust the Lord. Number two, in all my ways, I need to acknowledge God. How do I do that? Number one is trust the Lord. Number two is what? Uh-oh. Do you want to sense God or not? Do you want to know God or not? Do you want to feel Him? Do you want to hear Him? Do you want to taste Him? Do you want to see Him? Do you want that to be part of your life every day? It's a good life, man. It's a great way to live life. Amen? And I'm still not good at it. I'm getting better at it. But this stuff is happening all the time, all around us, if we allow ourselves to see. You hear me or not? Come on. Submit to the Lord then. Say that with me. I will not on my own understanding. So submit to the Lord. Let's talk about that. The fear of the Lord is the beginning of knowledge. Reverencing the Lord, respecting Him, putting Him as Lord of your life, on the throne of your life. See God high and lifted up like Isaiah saw Him. Man, saw the Lord high and lifted up. And the train of His robe filled the temple with glory. And He saw Himself. He said, woe is me. I am undone. Amen? See the Lord, the fear of the Lord, respecting the Lord. That's the beginning of knowledge. But fools what? Despise wisdom. Absolutely. That's it. We don't want to be that way. The meek will He guide in judgment. The meek. God's not going to talk to somebody who's proud. Matter of fact, God says, I resist the who, but I give grace to the who? Humble. Why can't I hear God, preacher? Well, that's why so often it's in suffering we hear God, because we've been humbled. Is that right? Yes or no? Of course it is. It's not God's trying to pick on us. He's been maybe trying to talk to us a lot. Just can't get through our thick pride head. That's me, guys. The meek will He what? It teaches way. Good. Are you seeing that? So, trust in the Lord, submit to the Lord. So how do I submit to the Lord? I will be humble. I will fear and respect the Lord. Of my own free will, I will give up my desires for God's desires. That's humbling yourself. That's tough. That doesn't mean God doesn't want you to be happy. How do you know what God wants for your life if you can't hear Him? Say. So we're just out there living life, doing our thing. You know what? I've always been a doer. I've always been a worker. I don't need you to tell me to get up on Sunday. You understand? Say. Okay, nobody prods me. Yeah, you got to go preach. Okay? Nobody has to tell me to do stuff around the house. I can see the grass is high. Thank God somebody comes along and cut my grass lately. Thank God for that. Hallelujah. Amen. Praise God for the last 2 years. Amen. So when I've been hurting, God's been having my grass cut. Isn't that nice? Say. My point is this. Listen. Listen. We can, you know, we can do these things, guys. Okay? Listen. Of my own free will, I'll give up my desires for God's desires. Okay? Lost my train of thought there a little bit, but it's okay. The point is, submit to the Lord. Submit to the Lord. Submit to the Lord. I'm a doer, and doers sometimes, we have a hard time submitting to the Lord. You understand? Or not? Because we can do it! But we're so busy doing sometimes, we're doing stuff that ain't necessarily what God wants us to do. Got to slow down and listen to Him. Submit to Him. I beseech you therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that you present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service, and be not conformed to this world. Flip. Is that all? Okay. That's okay. That's fine. And be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind, that you might prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of what? God. How am I going to know what He wants for my life if I can't sense Him? Now, here's what you can do, and I've done it. And I'm not saying you're wrong for doing it. We have the Word of God. The Word of God says this, 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 this. And you can do all the things the Word says, this, 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 this. And you can keep all that and do all that. And I'm not saying that's a bad thing. I just think sometimes we might be missing something when we don't open up our senses. Because we're all unique and we're all different. You understand? So I think absolutely, thus says the Lord, bang, 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 bang. But I'm unique and you're unique and my situation is not your situation. I need to hear from God. Is that losing you or not? Okay, I'm trying. Keep going. How to acknowledge God? Trust in the Lord with all your heart. Lean not on your own understanding. In all your ways acknowledge Him, and He will direct your path. So number one, I'll trust in the Lord. Number two, I'll submit to the Lord. Number three, I will pray to the Lord. But a lot of us pray. We're in a jam. We're going to pray, oh God, help me. But you ain't trusted in Him. You ain't submitted to Him. You just want a quick fix. And I don't understand why somebody else hears from God and I don't hear from God. Well, there's a little more to it maybe. Are y'all hearing me or not? Pray. Say it with me again. I will not what? And that's the killer of this whole thing of sensing God. Why do I need to hear from God when I've got me to listen to? Amen. Say. I'm not going to depend on my own understanding. I can't live life to the full if I'm just going to live it on what I know. Or maybe where I've been. There's a whole big world out there. I have a book called The Word of who? God. Why in the world would I take the Word of God inside of me? I can have a radically changed life. You understand me or not? I can get over things most people can never get over. Why? Because I have a great God. I can start over when most people can't start over. Why? Because I have a great God. Do y'all hear me or not today? Yes or no? I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. Is that what the Bible says? It does, guys. It's incredible what you can do. But you need Him. And you need more than your own understanding. Have I lost you? All right, good. Some of you are with me. Pray to the Lord. God wants to what? God wants to help me. How many times we've said this? Raise your hand. Don't lie to me. Here we go. Ask God to zap you if you're a little liar right now. How many have said, God is picking on me? Put your hand up. Somewhere in your life, God's picking on me. Did you know God wants to help you? Did you go, you know God's got more to do than pick on you? Say, well, I ain't got nothing to do today. I'll pick on Rachel. Why does He need to do that when I can do that? You know, God's not picking on you. He's wanting to what? Come on, guys. If any of you lack wisdom, let him ask of God that gives to all men liberally and upbraids not. And it shall be given unto him. But let him ask in what? That's that word trust. Nothing wavering. That's being submitted and humble. Committed. For he that wavers like a wave of the sea that's driven with the wind and what? Tossed. You can sense God. You can hear God. You can feel God. You can follow God. He wants to help you. Are you listening? And I know it is spiritual and it can't be seen sometimes. But I'm going to tell you something. I got me a rearview mirror. And I can look back where God's brought me. I'm going to tell you something right now. He was with me. Are you kidding me? He has got me out of some mess. He's incredible. He's taken me places. Look where I was at. Crazy God is. You hearing me? Come on. That's what I'm talking about. Pray to the Lord. Now listen. I'm arrogant if I don't ask God for help. You can say what you want to, and I did it for years. I helped people my whole ministry life. But I would very seldom pray for me. Ask for things for me. Because I'm strong. I'm a doer. I can do it. I don't need to tell what. I'm doing. I'm strong. I ain't that strong. Amen. Say. It was funny. My buddy today, he's got going to be moving from us and going up north. But you're as big as they come, brother. Yeah, I'm telling you what. This guy right there, he looked like he'd whoop you. Right there. Mean as a snake looks. He about like me. But up this morning, he comes up. He's, wave at him, brother. Wait, right there, right there. Yeah, amen. Listen, he came up this morning. He sits there with me and prays. Tears running out of his eyes. Oh, yeah. Because he just knows. He can't do it. We think we can, don't we, buddy?
But the cool thing is to get to a place in your life when you reach out and ask for prayer and you get others to join you and care about your life a little bit. The cool thing is that you start to have this faith that God's going to take care of you. And He's going to lead you. And I matter, and I can sense His direction. Y'all hear me or not? Okay. So I'm arrogant if I don't ask God for help. I need divine help in making what? Decisions in my life. I need to hear from God. Guys, I love the Bible. Read it, have given my life to it. Okay? But every decision in life that comes along, you just can't open up a scripture verse and just pick one out and make it happen. God's going to work with you in your unique situation, and there's going to be incredible divine help He's going to give you through Scripture. That's where you need to bathe yourself in Scripture and Scripture and Scripture. But then He's going to speak to you and He's going to lead you. Are y'all listening? That's what I'm talking about. God wants to do this. I need to know what who. I need to know what God thinks. So I pray to Him. That's why I keep saying, boy, get in the book, get in the Word, read the Word, memorize the Word, because then you give God something to work with. You want to awaken your senses. Like, I went to Colorado. You want to get your senses awakened? Go to Colorado. Go to the highest mountain you can. And I did. Hike it if you can, and we did. We're up there. Wow! Boy, your senses are awakened! Well, in life, you do that with the Bible. You get into the book. You go into the valleys and climb the mountains with God in that book. I'm going to tell you something. It will awaken your senses to His leading. Does that make any sense? Well, I don't need the Bible. I don't understand the Bible. Now, here's the point. You're full of yourself, and you're going to be mad at me. That's all right. You don't get in the Bible because you're full of yourself, and you're doing fine without it, and you don't think you need it. But I guarantee it, if something bad enough happens in your life, you'll be driven to that book or to suicide. Are you hearing me? What I'm trying to do is maybe get you some help before you get there. If it wasn't for the book and me with some of the struggles, I don't think I'd have made it. And I think I'm tough. So I definitely don't think you're going to make it. You hearing me? So get in that book, man. Like those mountains awaken your senses, the Bible will awaken those senses, and God will speak with you. He will lead you. You will feel Him. Just saying. Here we go. For this cause we also, since the day we heard it, do not cease to pray for you and to desire that you might be filled with the knowledge of His will and all wisdom and spiritual what? Understanding. So what we're talking about, sensing God, isn't falling down or running around or pitching a fit or having a party. I'm talking about real life, guys. I want to sense God so that I can know Him and know how to live my life and have the best life. You see what I'm saying? That verse one more time, brother. Or shall we forget it? Here we go. That you might walk worthy of the Lord unto all pleasing, being fruitful in every what? And increasing in the what? Of God. Sensing God. How can I know Him? How can I acknowledge Him? Trust in the Lord. Submit yourself to the Lord. Pray to the Lord. Okay? Last one, talking about sensing God, acknowledging God. How do I do it? Number four, here it is. Bang. Say that with me. Obey the Lord. Obey the Lord. Yep. Do you see how if I take His Word out of the picture, I'm pretty well shot? Say. Have you ever done something and now you look back at it and you see it as wrong, but when you did it, you didn't think it was wrong? Can I see your hand? Well, I didn't think it was wrong. Did it. I didn't think it was wrong. I'm sitting in a hot tub the other night in Colorado.
couple of young chicks. Yeah, Kim's here with me. Hey. Some professor from a major university in the country. And pot is legal, you know, in Colorado. Oh, yeah. Man, they're smoking it. They're happy as a lark. They're chilling, maybe. They wanted me to have some, and I'm like, I'm good. 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 I'm high on her over here, baby. I'm right here. Come on. I'm high right here. You know? But the funny thing that a fellow said, he goes on, he's an inquisitive fellow, the professor. And he says, you know, do you drink? I said, no, don't. Don't drink at all. He said, well, you used to. I said, no, I didn't. I said, my mother was a drunk. So was my stepdad, and he shot her 6 times in cold blood. That did it for me. You know, I know drink in moderation. I understand that. But God spoke to Gary's heart years ago and says, Gary, you know what? I got a different path for you. Okay? And that's okay. That make me better. Okay? I didn't say all that to them, but it was fine. I mean, we had a good time, you know. We just sat there. It was fine for a few minutes. And Kim's like, I think we should go. I'm having a good time. This is fun. No. My point is, things we do, we don't see as a problem. But when we start to read the Word, we start to realize, wow. You understand what I'm saying, yes or no? Not judging anybody. I'm just trying to say, how can I obey the Lord if I don't know what His Word says? Are y'all hearing me or not? Okay? And if every Sunday you just come and hear me say stuff, that's wrong and that's wrong, you're going to hate my guts. I didn't make it up. Okay? Just trying to help you. Okay? So, obey the Lord. What does that mean? I will not depend on my what? But in all my ways, I'm going to acknowledge Him. See, guys, we have limited understanding. It depends on how we grew up. I grew up thinking it was all right for a man to smack a woman to smack the man, and the woman to cheat on the man, and the man to cheat on the woman. That was my home. And drinking and getting drunk and falling through a glass door, that was home. You understand? And GD this and F this and the language, and that was home. It wasn't wrong. It was home. God has something better for you. You hear me? Yes or no? Kim is giving some glory this morning. Praise Him. Come on. He has something better. Come on. He ain't picking on you. He wants to be a part of your life. Okay, so obey the Lord. Seek ye first the kingdom of God, His righteousness. All these things shall be added unto you. If you seek Him. This is a good thing, this journey we're on. I'd like to lead us on this little journey of sensing God in the next few weeks. I hope you'll come back. Okay? If not, check it online. Here we go. So obey the Lord. I will obey the Lord in what I already what? Hey, if Mama taught you something good and it's good and it's based on the book, you keep doing it. Amen? So, I'm going to obey the Lord what I already know. If you want to hear from God and sense God and feel God, well, listen. If He's already told you, He don't be tapping on your shoulder again, tell you again. Amen? Say. Did that make sense? Okay? You don't need to get the will of God on something that you know is wrong. Well, I got to seek the will of God. No, it's wrong. Hush. Come on. I will not expect God to show me what I should do if I'm not already doing the right thing I know I should be doing. Now listen, I don't want to sense God and feel God just so I can roll around on the floor and flop or run around a church building. You can have that. There's churches that do that. Go find one of them. I want more out of life. Are y'all hearing me? Yes or no? I want to sense God. I want to know God. I want to feel God so that I can absolutely be the best I can be and maximize my life for His glory. Amen? I mean, I know I missed the mark, and I'm sure you missed the mark in doing that. But I think it's a worthy goal. Amen? I want God in my life.
I want, when there's a right turn and a left turn, I want to be on talking terms with God and those feelings of God. And I want to have the Word of God in me so that I'll know if I should go right or left. Amen? I know part of that turning is going to be trusting, but I want to know which way to trust. Right trust or left trust? You hearing me? I will do what I know is what? Right. Don't expect to sense God, to feel God, to see God, to experience God if you're not willing to do what's right. And what's the cool thing is, if we confess our sin, He's faithful and just to forgive us our sins. And when we can get back up on that path. But that you're not going to really know God if you just keep trying to play that. Amen? So, we tried to lay the case today, being confident of this very thing, that He which hath begun a what? In you will perform it until the day of Jesus Christ. See, that's the point. I want to experience God, sense God, know God, feel God, smell God, taste God, see God, touch God. I want to do all that so He can mature me into the man that He wants me to be. I just don't see how that's a bad thing. You know what I'm saying? So that's where this is headed. Sensing God. How to acknowledge God. We took the old, one of the most common scriptures in the Bible. Trust in the Lord with all your, and lean not unto your own. In all your, acknowledge Him, and He shall direct your path. How did we see today? We'll trust the Lord. We will submit to the Lord. We will pray to the Lord. And we will obey the Lord. Last thing I'm going to say, are we there? Did we say that all over? God knows better than I. Go ahead. God knows everything. God can do anything. God wants to help me. What else you got? Come on. I will trust God. Come on. I will submit to God. I will pray to God. I will obey God. Are we done? You still ain't done. This is God talking. For I know the thoughts that I think toward you, says the who? Thoughts of what? Peace and not evil, to give you, the word is to give you hope. To give you hope. He wants you to have hope. Then you shall call upon me. You shall go and pray unto me, and I will what? I will hearken unto you, and you shall what? And you will, when you what? With all your, a dog can't do that. Love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, and with all your might. That's a good thing to get on. Amen? Last thing I want to say, and I got to quit. We're late, but I've been gone. And that is this. Trust in the Lord with all your heart. And lean not unto your own understanding. In all your... I've always thought, and I still think it a lot, in all your ways, in everything you do in life, acknowledge God, follow God, obey God, believe God. But that idea, this came to me when I was away this week. In all your ways, acknowledge God. And I'm going to challenge myself to acknowledge God more with my senses. I'm going to challenge myself more to acknowledge God with my senses. I want to see Him wherever I'm at. I saw Him this morning when Danny came up and hollered at me and said, "That's my daddy." I saw the Lord. And that little child. You see what I'm talking about? I think you can go to lunch today. See God if you want to when that dinner plate hits that table. Thank you, Lord. You feed me and you take care of me. Are you hearing me, yes or no? Hearing the Lord, you can hear the Lord. I just want in my own life, I'm challenging myself to sense the Lord with the senses that I have. And I want to follow Him. I'm going to tell you something. It might sound kooky. I don't think it is. He made me this way. Amen? Praise the Lord. Let's thank the Lord for the message this morning. Amen? From the Word of God. Thank you, Lord. You're good to us. Praise the Lord. Amen.